Okay, welcome to week number 5 of 10 Minutes, 12 Weeks to a New View of Life. I'm Kathy Kirk, the founder of Applied Spirituality. I'm glad to be here, and I'm really glad you're continuing to choose to be here as well. I remind you this is a religion-neutral zone, meaning all religions are included here. All materials are proprietary information and may not be reproduced without expressed written consent. And get a notebook. You need to take notes and communicate with yourself on a daily basis and do the assignments. Please direct any questions or comments to me at coach@appliedspirituality.com and I will answer you personally. Okay, let's get started. This week's message is entitled, You Are Good Enough. In week number 1, I asked you to consider how it would feel to have your heart crack wide open with the feeling of love that you have for a child or your pet, but this time for the love of yourself. I also asked you to make a commitment to yourself, like a vow or a promise, to uphold, honor, and be your own best friend, meaning you would never again criticize or beat yourself up or be mean to yourself. Can you acknowledge that most of the time you're criticizing yourself unmercifully and relentlessly? There's a terrible fundamental belief that we all carry around like a sack of rocks. It weighs us down and affects every single relationship and creation in our lives. It's the belief that I'm not good enough. It has many expressions. I'm not smart enough. I'm not brave enough. I'm not rich enough. I'm not handsome enough. I'm not thin enough. I'm not kind enough. I'm not loved enough. Only one of those statements is true, the last one. I'm not loved enough. And the lack of love is only from one place, yourself. It's how you think and feel about yourself that is coloring and shaping every outcome in your life, including the condition of your finances, your weight, your relationships, your job, etc. So how did this happen and when did this happen? Well, the short version of that answer is that it's always been the way humans have thought about themselves. It's the story we made up when we decided that this terrible feeling inside of ourselves, the emptiness or loneliness, was the result of God kicking us out of heaven because we were bad. We made up the story to explain the pain of separation. The story wasn't true, but we believed we weren't worthy. It was never true. So your personal idea that you are not enough is a collective belief as well. It's something we all have believed for a very long time, without any truth in it, generation after generation after generation. So how do you know it's not true? Because it feels so bad to think it and believe it. That pain indicates that our God mind, which is anchored in well-being, knows the truth of who we really are, and is not joining our human mind in that bit of nonsense. Remember, the negative emotion is telling us one thing and one thing only, that what we believe in our human mind is not in alignment or agreement with what God mind knows to be true. So here we still are, believing this after thousands and thousands of years. What's worse is that each of us internalizes this as personal. How's that for an ego? To think out of all of God's creations, we were all made good, but we were the one that slipped through quality control. Yikes. That single idea of being faulty, inferior, unworthy, and not good enough is at the root of every malady that we live and experience on the planet. Recently, I heard of a school in Ohio that, over the course of the last 3 or 4 years, has had several teens commit suicide because of bullying. The interesting thing to note is that both the bullies and the kids that got bullied had the matching vibration of believing they were not good enough. One masked it by bullying, the other played the victim role. However, the law of attraction is unerring in matching like vibrations. The purpose of these encounters is to always have the opportunity to release the false belief, which then allows more love, more truth, more beauty and goodness, more source energy into the individual and therefore into the world. Every time we feel badly about ourselves, we have another opportunity to let go of that, quote, I'm not enough belief, and allow more source to flow into our physical experience through our opened and changed mind. Right now, across America, millions of people are butting up against this false belief. It's in their face at every turn, proving them that they are, quote, right. They are not enough. They don't have enough money. There's not enough jobs or opportunities. There's not enough health care. There's not enough love. There's not enough anything anywhere they look. The glass is not just half empty. It's down to a quarter tank. The root of all this lack is the original systemic false belief that I'm not enough. This false premise has been passed on long enough, don't you think? And it's so big in our face now that it's obviously up for clearing on a global scale. The only way mankind clears these beliefs is one mind at a time. And of course, the one mind you care about is yours. It's the only one you have any control over. So are you ready to let go that belief that you're not enough and replace it with, I am enough. I'm plenty. I am good enough. I've always been enough and I always will be good enough. Imagine how life would feel if you walked around knowing you were plenty, worthy, deserving, wonderful, capable, and really the fullness of God itself. Imagine that for just a bit. You are love beyond measure. You are love itself. You're the fullness of life. You are the fulfillment of life. You are therefore happy, contented, up for a new challenge anytime, eager for more, confident, and above all, know how valuable you are, just like everyone else. You can feel your value. You cherish your value. You love contributing your value to the world because it's unique, precious, and no one, absolutely no one, can ever do you. Only you have the ability to do you and give that gift to the planet. That's your mission. You love who you are, absolutely and unconditionally. Imagine now walking about in your physical body and how differently it feels and the different choices you would make from that belief. You'd be proud of yourself. You would receive love and compliments easily. You would express your beauty and creativity brilliantly. You would admire and appreciate your creations and contributions. You'd never berate yourself. You'd never diminish or disrespect yourself. When you looked at yourself in the mirror, you'd grin from ear to ear at what you saw. You'd give yourself two thumbs up, a wink, and blow yourself a kiss, and feel the love for yourself. You would love it all of it. You know your worth, you know your beauty, you know your wisdom, you know yourself, and it is good. When you know this, there's nothing else to know about yourself, because there is no other thought. I am sufficient. I am enough. I am plenty. I am worthy. I am good. I am the fulfillment of Source. Now, through that belief, through that lens, the world now starts sending you the proof of that belief. Enough money starts to show up. Worthy relationships show up. A healthy body shows up. Everything in its fullness, in its enoughness, in its plenitude shows up in your physical life to prove you right. What's the proof that you are good enough is true? The proof is that it feels good, which is synonymous with God. Truth always feels good. This week we begin the homework of changing how we think and therefore feel about ourselves. There is absolutely no other more important work that you could ever undertake to do. You are aligning with the truth of yourself. You are on this journey of the prodigal son returning home to the fullness of love and truth about yourself by way of letting go the old belief, which were never true, and you're going to place the new piton that I am enough to assist your ascent. How's this done? First, you reaffirm your commitment of love to yourself. Choose you. Reaffirm that vow to love yourself unconditionally, no matter what. You will never leave you. You will never forsake you. You will never abandon you. Number two, set your new intention to love and honor yourself unconditionally. Set your intention to accept yourself just as you are, right this minute, as is, warts and all. Only this time, it is the allness of you you are now going to open up to see and realize. Your intention is to see and appreciate the beauty and goodness of you, the brilliance of you, the wisdom of you, the divinity of you. Number three, post number one and number two in visible places so that you can see these easily. Sticky notes, 3x5 cards, poster board, dry erase board, tattoo it on the inside of your eyelids. Your promise to love yourself, your intention to accept all yourself, not just your faults, but your fullness. Number four, throughout your day, you are now going to pay attention to every single time you're diminishing or criticizing yourself. For example, you refuse to look at yourself in the mirror, you catch yourself, you acknowledge you just disrespected yourself because you think you're too fat, too old, or too ugly. Stop, right there. Take a breath. Breathe it in, breathe in life, relax your whole being and say, you know, I am the fullness of Source itself here in this physical body. What I am is good. I am enough. I am plenty. Or make up the words that you want to begin believing in and breathe that in, relax into it. And then reward yourself with 25 cents into a jar. Reward yourself for your awareness and the shift. Number five, in the morning, and in the evening, in your journal, you're going to make lists of all the things you really admire about yourself. Come on, secretly you adore yourself, but since it wasn't politically correct to boast and brag about you, you hid them. Make those lists. Come out of the closet in love with yourself. Make a list upon list of all the ways you are unique. Be the ways you are wonderful. C, the ways you're talented. D, the ways you are gifted. E, the ways you're a joy. F, the ways you are a beauty and a light to the world. G, the ways and what do you most appreciate about yourself. H, what do you most enjoy about you. I, what do you most treasure about you. And J, what would you never trade for all the tea in China about you. 6, take those lists on your bathroom breaks, breathing breaks throughout your day, and fill yourself up. Always begin with I am plenty, I am more than good enough, I'm the fullness of God itself. And here's the proof, and read your lists. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Remember, direct your questions to me at coach@appliedspirituality.com. And I invite you to come to the ongoing Sunday evening life transformational coaching calls. Sign up at appliedspirituality.com/coaching. And I'm reminded by my non-physical friends to leave you with these words. You have nothing to fear and nothing to worry about. You are all loved beyond measure. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you next time. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you, Kathy. Kathy, I just, after talking to you, honestly, I just want to go around and give people big hugs.
Thanks, Tony. I have fun doing this. I'm really happy to be here, and that's really true. I am very glad to be here.
Well, thank you, because I'm very glad to have you here.